This is In the News in VOA Special English. This week, the 8 candidates seeking the Republican Party's presidential nomination debated national security and foreign policy issues. CNN and two conservative research groups, the American Enterprise Institute and the Heritage Foundation, organized the debate in Washington. One issue was American aid to Pakistan. Texas Governor Rick Perry said he would cut that aid unless the Pakistani government made changes.
The bottom line is that they've showed us time after time that they can't be trusted. And until Pakistan clearly shows that they have America's best interest in mind, I would not send them one penny.
Representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota disagreed. She said the aid is required to secure Pakistan's nuclear weapons. She also said Pakistan shares intelligence with the United States about Al-Qaeda.
Whatever our action is, it must ultimately be about helping the United States and our sovereignty, our safety, and our security.
Another question was whether, as president, the candidates would support an Israeli attack to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Businessman Herman Cain gave the first answer.
I would first make sure that they had a credible plan for success.
Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House of Representatives, said he would support military action against Iran only as a last choice.
I think replacing the regime before they get a nuclear weapon without a war beats replacing the regime with a war, which beats allowing them to have a nuclear weapon. Those are your three choices.
On Monday, the United States, Britain, and Canada each announced new steps to pressure Iran. Still, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney said President Obama has not been strong enough on Iran.
Put in place the kind of crippling sanctions that stop their economy. I know it's going to make gasoline more expensive. There's no price which is worth an Iranian nuclear weapon.
During the debate, former Utah Governor John Huntsman said it was time for most American troops to come home from Afghanistan.
We haven't done a very good job defining and articulating what the end point is in Afghanistan. I think the American people are getting very tired about where we find ourselves today.
Mitt Romney said he opposed a quick withdrawal and, as president, would follow the advice of his military commanders.
This is not time for America to cut and run.
Most of the candidates said they supported the extension of the anti-terrorism law known as the Patriot Act. However, Representative Ron Paul of Texas said the law is unpatriotic because it undermines our liberties. Several of the presidential hopefuls warned against deep defense cuts. That could happen now that a 12-member super committee in Congress failed to agree on long-term deficit reductions. Another issue was illegal immigration. Mr. Gingrich disagreed with many of the other candidates. He said he was prepared to take the heat in saying, "Let's be humane in enforcing the law."
I don't see how the party that says it's the party of the family is going to adopt an immigration policy which destroys families that have been here a quarter century.
This week, Newt Gingrich took the lead in national opinion polls for the first time in the race for the Republican nomination. Mitt Romney was a close second, and Herman Cain was third. The nationally broadcast debate this week was the 11th so far among the Republican candidates. The first voting in the primary season will take place on January 3rd. On that day, Iowa will hold its political meetings, known as caucuses. The general election is next November. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Enberg.